I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We're expecting more smoke through the weekend. It's 95 degrees, KSL's top story.
Davis and Weber County.
If you live in Davis or Weber counties, your secondary water could get shut off soon if you don't change your use. Our team coverage begins. Here's KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
The Davis and Weber Counties Canal Company says they'll shut off secondary water on or before September 1st if water use increases. The company delivers water to Clinton, West Point, and parts of Kaysville, Layton, and South Weber. The company is asking people to reduce secondary water use, limit watering to twice a week, and plan for a possible early shutdown.
The canal company is also telling people if the water gets shut off, don't rig up a cross connection to the culinary water because we don't want the drinking water to run out. Riverdale might be on the verge of shutting off its secondary water. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
In a Facebook post today, Riverdale Mayor Norm Searle says an aquifer providing outdoor water is very close to running out. If that happens, the city would lose about half its water supply. If that happens, outdoor watering would stop. That's why the city is ordering the people of Riverdale to water only twice a week. If you have spray heads, they want you watering only 20 minutes. If you have rotor-type heads, you can do 40 minutes. Also, no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. The city set a goal of reducing water usage by 20% last month, but officials say they conserved only a fraction of that. The city is also shutting down its splash pad on August 2nd. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
A West Valley police officer will not face criminal charges after he shot a handcuffed man in police custody for a blood test. Prosecutors say the suspect was trying to take another officer's gun out of the holster. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says there was a narrative that West Valley Police Sergeant Tyler Longman came into the room with his gun drawn, then said, quote, "You're about to die, my friend," end quote. While he did say those words, Gill says the video shows Longman tried other ways to get Chad Michael Breinholt to release the other officer's gun. Gill says the first officer claimed his weapon was close to getting out of the holster and Breinholt wouldn't let go.
Gill says he consulted with criminal justice experts from out of state and they all came to the same conclusion. KSL's top national stories. President Biden has signed a bipartisan bill to provide assistance to crime victims. ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks has more.
He wants to give states more flexibility to get dollars out the door. He wants victims of violent crime to not have to worry about bureaucratic red tape before they see funds. And especially after this last year, we've heard a lot about local and state governments that are worried about their budgets, worried about their bottom line. So he's saying, let's make sure there's not issues with states having to match federal funds.
The president took the opportunity to call on Congress to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act. The Justice Department is launching 5 gun trafficking strike forces to tackle gun violence. The five cities are New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Sacramento, and Washington, D.C. Well, that's six cities. The idea is that federal prosecutors, federal law enforcement agents, will now deploy to those cities to work on issues of violent crime, drug trafficking, and gun violence. ATF is also embedding agents with more than 45 local homicide units. We have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The CEO of Intel says the chip shortage could now stretch into 2023. The shortage has fueled rising prices of gadgets, cars, and more. The Wall Street Journal reports Intel's CEO says the shortage could ease later this year. Speaker Nancy Pelosi may add more Republicans to the select committee charged with investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says at this point, doesn't matter what Nancy Pelosi does because the outcome is predetermined.
We predicted it back at the very beginning. This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
Pelosi rejected Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks because of their comments and actions about the violence on January 6th. Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is still on the committee, and Pelosi is being encouraged to consider adding Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger as a member. KSL News Time, 4:05 at about 13 hours. Tokyo will hold the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Tokyo with more.
In the past, we've seen some vibrant, impressive shows packed with athletes to celebrate the official kickoff of the Summer Olympics. But no surprise, Tokyo 2020 will be different. Officials say this opening ceremony will not be a festival. It will be a solemn event that will deliver a message of togetherness. Those 11,000 athletes expected in this country over the next 2 weeks, but only half of that number will parade into Olympic Stadium tomorrow night.
And another Olympic athlete is tested positive. Czech road cyclist Michael Schlegel is now sick, won't participate in Saturday's road race. He's the fourth Czech athlete to test positive. Their Olympic committee is investigating the possible spread of the virus on the charter flight to Tokyo last week. KSL News Time 4:06. Ricky Meese, check traffic for us.
Well, for the Davis County drivers, your slowdowns are getting pretty intense. You're going to see delays going from the Kaysville Ponds really all the way up to Hill Air Force Base, and you have some slow-and-go and stop-and-go speeds in that mix. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.